The character of a small village tends to come to life in its public meeting spaces, the school, the church, and the country store. Long before mail order catalogs and supermarkets sprang up, and long, long before shopping online, country stores were serving the needs of their towns with foodstuffs, household goods, and pretty much anything that people couldn't make or grow on their own. A new history has been published about country stores in Vermont. VPR's Patty Daniels stopped by the Panton General Store to talk with the book's author and with the store's owner about how these small businesses still serve an important role in modern village centers.
I'm Dennis Bathory-Kitts, and I've just finished a book called Country Stores of Vermont, a History and Guide. Vermont has seen a dramatic change in how its communities work, but one thing that has not changed throughout all of those years is Vermont being a village culture. We're still a rural state, and because of this village culture, there's a gathering. You go someplace to learn things and to talk to other people. And that place tends to be at the counter of the country store when you're picking up your coffee in the morning, or you stop in at lunch, or in the afternoon you're passing through and a few people gather, or after work. And so the store is a place for conversation. And this is something that does not happen at a convenience store, does not happen at a supermarket. It's something that only happens in the country store.
This is me crying because I have to give you money back.
There's a certain vision of Vermont as having quaintness. And one of the first things one identifies as quaint in Vermont is its country stores. Stores take advantage of that bucolic image of Vermont. There's no question about it. People come through the state. Tourism is a big industry. So the storekeepers keep the stores looking quaint. But these store owners take their work incredibly seriously. They're not there to be quaint. They're not there to be cute little people behind a counter. They are there to run a business, to make a profit. Nobody's getting grants to run a store. They make a profit or they close. They often live in the store, upstairs or in back of the store. They are open enormously long hours. You'll see store owners behind the counter from, in some stores, 6 in the morning till 9 at night, 7 days a week.
I'm Andy Magro. It's a wonderful quality of life. It's very, you know, it can be very much fun most of the time. But like any business, in any environment, especially this one with the economy where it is, you struggle, and you do what you have to do to make ends meet. I mean, it's an important part of the community. It's 7 miles one way to town in any direction you want to go. So without this, you know, the essentials, if you need them, especially in a snow, a big storm or whatever, the store's here. And, you know, if somebody calls me at 10 o'clock at night and needs something for their kids, if I have it, they've got it. That's what a country store does. It's kind of almost the old barter system. You know, that one, somebody's looking over your shoulder to make sure everybody's getting by. And it's a very nice community to live in. I mean, I've come and found notes on the counter, took a 6-pack of beer and a soda, a pack of cigarettes. They come back 2 hours later and pay me. Or a phone call from town. Hey, oh, geez, I just got $10 worth of gas. I forgot. I was talking to somebody. I drove off.
Why, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Andy McGrow is his own boss as the owner of the Panton General Store. Dennis Bathory-Kitts is the author of the new book, Country Stores of Vermont, A History and Guide. To find the independent country store nearest you, go to vpr.net and click on Vermont Edition.